of my nation to have a brighter bulb and the evil dictator to have not so bright a bulb. And we say, oh, are we ever glad you are not all choosing it? Because your biases are distorted. So often you try to make those decisions from your disconnected state. Right. And when you come into connection, you have love for everyone. When you come into connection, you have help for everyone, you see. If you see someone bleeding in the street, we know you would help them. But when you see someone so disconnected from source energy that they are flailing about hurting others, you don't want to help them. You want to hurt them. You want to taser them. You want to hit them with the billy club. You want to kick them when they're down. You want to put the handcuffs on them and really hurt them. You want to drag them in the way that it hurts them. You want to put them into confinement. In other words, this is the way humans behave. And in all of that...
I'm terrible.
In all of that pushing against, all you're doing is crying out for the well-being that you seek. And what we're getting at is, no matter how bad those bad ones seem, every one of them are causing you to launch rockets of desire, and your vibrational escrow is brighter and clearer and sure. In other words, it's hard for people to hear that when you're sick in your physical body, the sicker your physical body is, the weller your non-physical body is. Because every time you're sick, you ask for more wellness. So the more terrible things that are happening around your planet, the more you're asking for more. And the wonderful thing of all wonderful things is that it is from this vibrational escrow that all new babies are born. It is from this vibrational escrow that all new life is coming forth, you see. And so the dilution ratio helps. In other words, the old ones that have managed to get more resistant, because the longer you live, the more you find things to fuss and worry about, and so the more disconnected you become. And so more of them are croaking, and more fresh new ones that are tuned in, tapped in, turned on are coming forth. And then there are those like you who are deliberately and systematically moving yourself up the emotional scale. This truly is the time of awakening. And we promise you, that when, first of all, you don't have to wait for anybody else to wake up to be awakened.
Yes.
And next, as you become a planet that is more awakened, you will find less reason to hate anyone, because you will, in your connection, in your alignment, in your awakening, you will have found your power and your invincibility. And in your knowledge of your power, then no matter how anybody else is behaving, you don't feel threatened,
yes.
You see.
Yes, thank
you. And it
you.
Is only from that disconnected feeling of threat that anyone ever misbehaves. That's what the control that people seek. In other words, no matter what nation is seeking the control, you never seek control unless you are feeling vulnerable,
right.
You see.
And the disconnection itself seems to be whatever punishment that there would be. It's just the disconnection.
The punishment is just a byproduct of how bad you feel.
Yes.
And so as you find more and more ways to exact punishment on others, it's just an indication of the level of disconnect that mass consciousness is finding, you see. And so now having given you all of that basis, we are wanting to just ask this simple exercise of you.
Sure.
We'll play with it a little bit here, and then in the days that follow, take this subject, because you're not completely resolved in it. In other words, this is an example of us knowing what we know and presenting it to you in a powerful way, but you can't all of a sudden know that. So over the next days, just ask yourself, is this a downstream thought or an upstream thought? And so when you say, please, Abraham, tell me that this monster that I have witnessed will not find peace in heaven. Ask yourself, is that upstream or downstream? Can't you just feel?
I can.
And then say, well, wouldn't it be nice if we all truly are so loved that anything that we've found in ways of disconnection, we can really leave behind in the death experience? Is that an upstream thought or a downstream thought?
That's downstream.
It truly is, isn't it?
Really is, yes.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
We are at the end of this day. We have heard the ending timer. Come to our dimension where there is not time, and we will talk with you endlessly. We have enjoyed this immensely. We are looking forward to what will unfold. There is great love here for you. And for now, we are complete.